At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everyone, to another Bastard Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a 4-game set against the Houston Astros, splitting that series 2 games apiece. They now head back to Fenway Park. They will be taking on the LA Dodgers this weekend. I'm here with Micah Storms and Terry Cushman. Guys, let's dive right in, starting with Friday night's game, 7:10 start, weather permitting, because it's going to be a little wet tomorrow, so we'll see if they get this one in. Lance Lynn going for the Dodgers. Cutter Crawford will be on the mound for the Red Sox, and this is another Apple TV Plus game, so if you don't have Apple TV Plus, you're screwed, unfortunately. Micah, who do you got in Friday night's game?
What is up with the weather in Boston this summer? It just, I swear, every homestand just book one series where they either play in the rain the entire game or they have a postponement. It's really irritating. But the Dodgers have done it again with Lance Lynn. The dude looks like Cy Young all of a sudden. He couldn't get any outs in Chicago, and he comes over and he's got like a sub 2 ERA. So that's a really big challenge for the Boston offense. Maybe they do the same thing that they did to JP France. Nobody really saw that coming either, but maybe they can keep the momentum going. But I think it really comes down to Crawford. He had a great start in New York, but my concern is we haven't seen Crawford put together back-to-back dominant outings. And against this Dodgers lineup, it's dangerous. I don't like it at all. And we know Crawford's home and road splits. That's been stated multiple times on this podcast. So I'm going to ride the hot hand with this selection. I'm just going to take Lance Lynn and the Dodgers in game one.
Terry, who do you got?
Face value. I mean, if you're going to pick Cutter Crawford, you have to go with, you got to get really creative to state your case on why he's going to beat one of the hottest pitchers since the trade deadline and one of the hottest offenses in Major League Baseball. The Red Sox do sort of luck out. They will not be facing JD Martinez this weekend. He is back on the injured list, I think, with a groin problem. But there's still just tons of offense in that lineup. Mookie Betts is coming back. Kike Hernandez is coming back, perhaps with a chip on his shoulder. So I got to take. Could the Red Sox win? Absolutely. In terms of Lance Lynn, he's not overpowering. His fastball sits around 90, 91. The Red Sox are a good off-speed hitting team, but I'm still taking the Dodgers to win game one.
I'm going to take the Dodgers for game one as well. Lance Lynn's been very good since being traded there. Lance Lynn has good career numbers against the Red Sox as well. So he's got good career numbers at Fenway Park. Cutter Crawford does not, and Crawford definitely scares me against that lineup, which is still very good. He is lucking out, not having to face JD Martinez, who's out with the groin injury, or as I'm calling it, afraid of Boston-itis. So you won't have to worry about him, but Mookie Betts is still coming back, and Freddie Freeman's still going to be there. It's just not a favorable matchup for Cutter Crawford at all. So I'm going to take the Dodgers in game one as well. Game two, 4:10 start Saturday. Julio Urias going for the Dodgers, and he's going up against James Paxton. Micah, who do you like in game two?
I think this matchup again comes down to the Red Sox starter. James Paxton just does not quite look like the same guy we saw in the first, say, 2 months of the season. I would definitely say fatigue is setting in, and he looked awful absolutely awful against the Astros. And the Dodgers have probably just as good of a lineup as the Astros. So I just can't see myself picking Paxton and the Sox in this one. I think Yoderias, he's been pretty solid lately. I think the Red Sox could get some runs off of him, although with all the lefties in the lineup, that's always kind of been a question mark this season, is how well they do against lefties. But again, I think it's Paxton, and I have to see it to believe it right now to pick him in a game against the Dodgers. So I'm going to take the Dodgers in game two.
Terry, what do you got?
Again, face value. If you look at Julio Urias's stats, they're not gonna be super, you know, sparkling. A 4.15 earned run average on the year. That's lower than what it has been. He is 11-6, but his last seven games, he's actually been really good. A 3.21 ERA and 42 innings pitched over those seven games. He's only walked seven batters, so he's been commanding the ball pretty good. He's got 41 strikeouts. So that's basically a strikeout per inning, and you know, the whip is under one. So, I mean, he is just, we're catching him at the wrong time, and we don't know what James Paxton is. I mean, he got off to a good start. The velocity has dipped just a little bit. You're not seeing 97, 98. He was the hardest thrower in that Red Sox rotation when he came back. And now you're seeing on average about 94 miles an hour. He's got 95, 96 when he needs it, but he's not commanding the ball very well. And it just looks like the league is kind of caught up to him. So I have to take the Dodgers again in game two. So I think, and Urias, keep an eye on him. He's one of the top free agents this winter. So it'll be nice to get a look at him. So, but Dodgers in game two.
Yeah, Urias will be a hot commodity on the free agent market this season. That's for sure. 27 years old. So, you know, a lot of talent there as well. I sort of had to talk myself into this one, but I am going to take the Red Sox in game two. I have to think James Paxton is going to bounce back. I can't yet just buy into the fact that he's just cooked at this point in the season. I think he's just been too good down the stretch or throughout the stretch of the whole year. So I think he will bounce back. Urias's numbers have been really good, especially in the second half, but there is one blip on that radar, and that's when he's on the road and during the day. His road ERA is 6.8 on the season. His ERA in day games, and this is a 4 o'clock one, so it's day-ish, but 6.41 ERA in day games. So he's got the Brian Bello syndrome a little bit. So, you know, his second half has been nasty, but he's in Fenway Park, a park that he's not familiar with. You know, during the day, I think Paxton can bounce back, and I think the Red Sox can get to him. So it's, you know, it's a risky pick because Urias has been really nasty last 30 days. But I just think that being on the road in that situation, and if Paxton pitches well, then got a good shot. So I will take the Red Sox in game two. Game three, series finale, 1:35 on Sunday. Tanner Houck going for the Red Sox. The Dodgers have it listed as TBD. We are sort of surmising that it might be Ryan Pepiot, who is one of their better young starters. Not confirmed. It's just sort of what we were able to see from a couple of beat writers on the LA side. So we'll see how that all pans out. But that is what we project the matchup to be. Micah, what do you like in the series finale?
Well, since I picked the Dodgers to win the first two, and with the pitching matchup, I could totally see this being a high-scoring game. And I think the Red Sox could show some desperation in this one. And I think the offense would be the reason why they win. I think Houck, he had a decent outing against Houston, so I'm not really sure what to expect. But I'm just going to take the Red Sox bats in game three. And I don't think they're going to get swept in this series. I think they still very much believe they are at least in the mix based on their performance in the final two games in Houston. So I think there is going to be some fight left in them. And I think especially with all the players on the Dodgers that are former Red Sox, I just think there's going to be a little bit extra buzz in Fenway Park. So I'm going to take the Red Sox in game three with a high scoring game to avoid a sweep.
Terry, what do you think for game three?
It's a tough one. If it's going to be Pepio, I can see the Red Sox struggling. There's just not a lot of data on him. And I know that same logic was the opposite against JP France in the final game of the Astros series. But it's just tough. And we don't know what Tanner Houck is going to give you. Two nuggets here. The Dodgers are coming from Cleveland, so not going to be a lot of jet lag there. You know, they're going to be pretty well acclimated. The Red Sox are coming from a lot further away to come home for this. So, you know, if anyone's at a disadvantage, it's probably the Red Sox coming all the way from Houston. Guess who's hitting .568 in the last 15 games?
Mookie Betts.
With a .620 on base. So we're going to get three games against him. He doesn't show up in the big moments. So I don't know. He'll get the montage, I guess. And just a teaser, we're going to be talking some Mookie Betts in the next episode because there's been some nuggets released. He has a podcast, by the way, and apparently the Red Sox never offered him over $300 million like it's been speculated. So we're going to get into that, the what ifs and all that. But anyway, Mookie hitting .568, just crazy. He's hit like 34 home runs this year. So it's probably going to be his best year since leaving the Red Sox, since winning the MVP with us in 2018. Should have won the MVP, in my opinion, in 2016, which is when they probably should have sought to extend him. But anyway, so I don't like the Red Sox in any of the games this series. I just don't. I don't like the way things line up, and I'm going to pick the Dodgers to sweep the Red Sox.
Well, generally, that's a sign of good luck for the Red Sox when one of us picks a sweep. So
it is, yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully that that remains true.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, Terry. Yeah, I can't take them in Sunday's game. I don't trust Tanner Houck against that lineup. If they do end up throwing Ryan Pepio on their end, like you said, that's a young, you know, very talented pitcher that the Red Sox will not really have much to go off of. So they always struggle against new guys they haven't seen before. There's also a chance that Sunday could be a doubleheader if Friday gets rained out. I think that's highly likely. So you might get one of like these split squad games where the game one lineup isn't as good as the game two lineup, depending on what Cora does there. So everything about it just screams a loss to me. So I will take the Dodgers in game three.
One final point. If I'm right, and this is an ugly series for the Red Sox, you could be looking at a very highly taxed bullpen from Jump Street, from James Paxton starting. If he doesn't get through the third inning, or if Cutter Crawford, actually, he's got the first game. It just, all of those starters could get hammered on right away, and you could have a very heavily taxed bullpen. So there's just so much about this series I don't like.
Yeah, it's a great point. You really will need that bounce back performance from Paxton where he goes at least seven, because you know Crawford doesn't go deep, and you know Houck probably won't go deep at this stage of him just coming back. So yeah, it's going to be very taxing for the bullpen. It just, looking rough. So we'll see how it all plays out. We will have our Bastards Roundtable episode coming out Friday. As Terry mentioned, we'll be talking some Mookie Betts, his comments to Pete Abraham on his return to Boston about his all those contract negotiations back in the day. We'll also throw in some Shohei Ohtani as well, because that's a pretty big story going around the league as well. So keep an eye out for that. And then the weekend crew will be back with you guys on Monday morning to recap this Dodgers series. So until then, everyone take care.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.